All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. We have with us Bob Griswold. We're going to talk about some security updates today. Bob, why don't you go ahead and start off with the article that you and I were just discussing.
Okay, well, you know, we all remember Troy and the Greek states and the battle of, you know, Thermopylae, all that stuff. But, you know, we remember the city of Troy and how they really had those indefensible walls where the Greeks could not penetrate it. And so if you can't penetrate them, you deceive them. You know, you create Art of War says is deception. And, you know, back then they built the Trojan horse. Inside the Trojan horse, and that's a very good analogy, keep it in mind, inside the Trojan horse, there were soldiers that when they were celebrating revelry, drunkenness, celebrating all that, that you know, that they had beat the Greeks, they went to bed that night, and out springs all these soldiers, and they take the city down. They set it on fire, take it down, open the gates, and the army comes in, and that's history. You know, throughout history, there's been analogies to the Trojan horse. We've heard it a lot. We have a Trojan horse party today. The Democratic Party has become a Trojan horse party filled with enemy agents who want to see the United States brought down. That's clearly obvious. In fact, you know, just Joe Biden in his Defense of Marriage Act, I'm going to be very, very careful here, but he's having a drag queen come that says that we're going to teach children how to SD. You can figure that out, you know, before moral sex. And that's coming to the White House to celebrate the passage of the In Defense of Marriage Act, which is nothing more than a Trojan horse to come in. And what a Trojan horse is designed to do? They're designed to supplant, destroy the normal order of things. And we just see this, what they call the In Defense of Marriage Act. I would call it something else. Is there to supplant and destroy traditional marriage. You know, Doug, it's amazing. I remember James Yeager, and I loved his training, you know, but he was a little rougher on the edges, but you know, he had a phrase called midget donkey porn, and excuse me for using that, but you know, it just says that's the most bizarre, weird stuff people can think of. Well, today in America, midget donkey porn is totally acceptable. I mean, you have to accept that. That's normal. That's what is good. We celebrate midget donkey porn. But if you have a traditional marriage, a man, a woman producing children, raising godly children, that is the only relationship in America that is looked down upon as what they call it, the patriarchy. And it is ridiculed, vilified, demonized. That, you know, my wife and I would live 37 years together and produce three boys, which now have produced so many children and grandchildren for me, and then even one great grandchild. That relationship is demonized because we allowed a Trojan horse to go into marriage. We allowed a Trojan horse to go into our educational system. And we all see the result of it now with all this drag queen hour and all these other things that are going on. There was a Trojan horse that came in and destroyed our education system. We've had a Trojan horse come into our monetary system. The Trojan horse was Brentwood taking us off the gold dollar. And, you know, what's happened to the silver dollar, silver certificates, you know, silver coinage, where you could actually trade your, you know, paper money. At that time, it said you could trade it for lawful money. That's actually the word it used. You could trade that silver certificate for lawful money in silver or gold at any U.S. Treasury. So we got supplanted with a Trojan horse. And now we just see our money being absolutely demonized. Another Trojan horse is the news media. Instead of having a news media that reports the news and what goes on with historic love for Western civilization and all that Western civilization has managed to accomplish, which is tremendous. Western civilization has accomplished more than any other civilization on the planet ever, with more freedom, more prosperity, more independence, more liberty for more people. And yes, that means even in the worst of what we've done, I just think, you know, when we became a nation, we were handed a horrible set of a system of slavery. And it took us about 80 years, but we threw off those shackles of slavery. That's what Western civilization produced. It wasn't produced anywhere else in the world. It was produced here. But we've allowed Trojan horses now into everything, especially into our religion, our Christianity, you know, our Protestant movement. We've allowed Trojan horses in, and we've just seen, you know, how Christianity in America has been absolutely supplanted and destroyed. It's very, very difficult to find a Vody Bachum or John MacArthur or someone like that that actually still preaches the full counsel of God expressed in the Gospels, you know, that actually go through Matthew 1:1, Matthew 1:2, Matthew 1:3, and systematically approaches the Bible. We've been supplanted with wokeism in the church, and it's we've seen the result of it. It has allowed us to murder 70 million children. It's allowed for easy divorce. It's allowed for the complete breakdown of what the family structure God had for us. And so we see the effects of all these Trojan horses, and they've been catastrophic on our nation. I mean, I am hard pressed to think right now. I mean, we've supplanted psychology, and that's taken over sin. You know, what we used to call sin is now an illness. And no, it's not, because there was a Trojan horse put in there. Well, it's not your fault. And, you know, you just, it's not your fault anymore. There's a condition. We got a condition for it. And yet, since when we've obliterated that, you know, these are called sins. They're not, you know, addictions or whatever. They're sins. We have really brought a nation to its knees. And I would say, Doug, one of the last Trojan horses that we're seeing being put in place right now, or back up just a little bit, our government, especially all levels, even federal government, Congress, all of it, have been supplanted with Chinese Trojan horses. I mean, we see Chinese in there right now, heavily influencing the decisions that our leaders are making, giving China all kinds of favorable nation trading statuses, allowing them to violate every agreement they go into. And yet, the Trojan horse has been put into our government, and it's reaping its destructive potential. But I would say the story now, to get to what we talked about, is our electric grid. You know, whoever did that thing in Moore, North Carolina, really needs to, or whoever did it, or whoever group did it, really needs to be drug out and you know, made an example of. I don't care if it's right wing, left wing. I don't care who it is. Whoever did that, I think it's left wing that did it. That's my personal view. That's their playbook. But whoever did it needs to really pay a very, very steep price, because, you know, not only just the inconvenience, but people lost stuff in their freezers. People with CPAP machines couldn't breathe. You know, the people couldn't keep their homes warm when it was cold. And so whoever gets caught, if they ever do catch anybody that's done this, they really need to pay attention. And I will say this, the people that did it, whatever group did it, Doug, let me ask you a question. Would you suspect that they're looking and learning right now of the modus operandi by which they're replacing the parts and fixing those transformers, so that the next time they do it, they not only can attack the transformers, but they can attack the vehicle by which they repair those transformers, where the parts came from, the labor. And I was mentioning to Dave Hodges the other day, you know, in Iraq, you know, when power would go down or something like that, and they had a utility crew go in, they actually had to provide overwatch. Do you remember that? Because the snipers would start shooting their repair workers. You know, and these people have thought that far down the river. That's what they'll do. And it's just a shame. But as horrible as that one power outage was, I talked to this, and this guy's ex-SF military. He wrote the book, The Civil Defense Handbook. If you can get it, it's two volumes. If you can get it, it's on Amazon. It's other places. It is an absolute encyclopedia of how to protect your assets, your neighborhood assets. We've talked about doing a program on setting up a perimeter around your house, because the perimeter in your house, the last level of fortress is your doors. If people have come to your doors, your perimeter has catastrophically failed. But he wrote this article right now, and I'll hold it up just for a second. I don't know if you can read that.
Yep.
But You know, we have replaced or put in our system this ultimate electric Trojan horse, and that is 300 large power transformers. And these are the transformers that are like big as school buses or two school buses. They're huge. And we have those are inside running our grid. Now, the USG has seized some of these coming into the country. I read a story at one time, and I can't find it anymore. How convenient that two of them they found with back doors in them. Now, I don't know what the back door would do other than maybe just turn the power off or cause the transformer to feed back on itself and burn itself out. But if we think, and for the people in Moore, North Carolina, Moore County, North Carolina, my heartfelt condolences go out to them. I wouldn't want to have that happen to me. But imagine that happening across the country. You wouldn't need an EMP attack. You would have those Chinese transformers that could be backdoored and sabotaged via a cyber attack somehow, and the whole nation's power grid could go down.
Well, that's what I've been saying for a couple of weeks now. You know, with the article that you have, for those of you who are on the podcast listening, we have 300 or more of our transformers that were made in China that potentially have back doors, most likely because it's a Windows running program. If you know anything about hacking, Windows is notorious for having a built-in back door for hackers. That's
when you can't take that transformer apart.
No.
And see if there's a short circuit in there where they could flip and all of a sudden the primary coils would short out and burn up.
Well, there's a built-in kill switch to every one of them.
So that's in there, and all they would have to do is turn it on at time of war, and, you know, we would not experience one Moore County. We would experience a national Moore County.
Yeah, and we would not recover from that.
No, well, and this is the thing that, you know, everybody, you think, well, if that happened, everybody pulled together and we'd have a Pearl Harbor and everybody working to get it done. Well, that's not the way it works. You know, the way it would work is after about a week of no power, people, the victims of that attack would start to get disgruntled. No power, no fresh food out of the refrigerator. No cold beer, you know, no hot showers, no air conditioning or heat. And I don't know which one would be worse. I can heat my house with wood, but it's hard to air condition when it's 92 degrees outside, 90% humidity. I've slept in that before, and you have too, and it's miserable beyond miserable. But that's what's vulnerable right now. And it's been done. You know, leaders in this country have allowed that. They just didn't sneak those transformers in and put them in place. It was all allowed. And, you know, we just have created for ourselves so many Trojan horses in this nation. And I don't think people see it. They're working towards this great reset. They hate electricity. That's one of the key elements that makes me think that, it was a leftist group that did this, because they have an expressed hatred for electricity to begin with, unless it's an electric vehicle, which they tell you not to charge your electric vehicle anyhow, because there's not enough electricity to charge it.
Or but, use social media to talk.
Yeah. Dissect this for a second. You know, what is the purpose of insurrection type acts like this? Okay. First of all, let's talk about defunding the police. You've seen this firsthand in Washington or Portland, or Seattle, Portland. When the police are defunded, people start realizing that the government can't protect me, and nobody's there to protect me. And if you're a vulnerable person of society, and I'm not talking if you know, you're Arnold Schwarzenegger on steroids and you got Sylvester Stallone as your brother and you got unlimited access to, hardware. That's not what I'm talking about. But there's a lot of people in this country that are just average middle America that they'll start to realize that, you know, the police, the government that I pay for cannot protect me. Sound familiar? This is the way a communist insurrection works. The government can't protect me. Well, when you take the power away, when you take food away, all of a sudden the people start realizing not only cannot protect me, they can't provide for me anymore. Doug, can you think of a better situation for a strong man to step in, a communist thug, whatever, than in that situation? The government can't protect you. The government can't provide for you. I'm the strong man. I've got, you know, hard guys, and they'll provide for you and they'll protect you, but you have to do X, Y, Z. Does that sound familiar? Like that's happened before in history?
Well, I mean, we're talking about zero sum games now. And I've said this before, that if I were to take down the power grid of America, I would, as my military would be crossing different phase lines, I would slowly start to build up the grid behind me, behind secured lines. And then that grid would be built upon my system, upon a smart system that you have to access with your smartphone and use everything through my smart system, which captures all data. Yeah. And we have the capability of doing that. China doesn't now.
Well, I mean, we have smart meters that do just that. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's a whole different thing of aspect of control. You know, because that's ultimately where Marxist, you know, communism has to have 100% control. That's what the dogma is. Yeah. We control all means of production. We control all means of distribution. That's what economic communism is. We control everything. It's like the Outer Limits. We control the vertical. We control the horizontal. You're too young to remember that, but I do.
The Outer Limits. I remember.
Yeah. We control the audio. We control the video. You know, all of that. And that's the dogma of communism. Well, that's what we see going on right now in these attacks. You know, we control public education. And if we say that we're going to have drag queens in public education, we're going to have them. If we're going to only give one flavor of whatever, that's the flavor we give you. You have to take it. To do away with individualism, that's why, you know, people like you and me are, you know, individualists that believe in personal initiative, personal motivation, personal accomplishments. I don't believe in group accomplishments, even though they're out there. And I understand the fact that, you know, to put Artemis I in the air, you have a group accomplishment. But that group accomplishment is only done because there's so many people in that group that have personal accomplishments. And without personal accomplishments, a group accomplishment can't happen. So this is what we see. We see a complete breakdown of all of this. We see these Trojan horses put into our society. And I'm just telling people, unless the Lord Almighty changes what's happening right now, unless God is gracious to us in a measure we do not deserve, you know, I feel like sometimes Jeremiah. I can't imagine, you know, me being Jeremiah, the prophet in the Bible, and God saying, I want you to go preach to those people, but I'm going to tell you something. They're never going to listen to you. I mean, what a horrible calling to be given. You know, you're going to preach your whole life, but they're not going to listen.
Yeah,
you know, and sometimes, you know, most of America, just not only you or I or Steve Quayle or all the other people, I mean, Tucker Carlson, whatever, you know, they're not listening. And when Troy or you name it, Berlin or whatever city or, you know, Babylon, it fell in a night. The Medes and the Persians came in and it fell in a night. I would imagine most of the population was thinking, what happened? What happened? And at that point, if you're there, what happened, you know, I doubt your ability to survive has any long-term nature to it, because not only have you not physically prepared, you've not mentally prepared for what is coming. And, you know, we see this catastrophic change coming right now in America, and people are not prepared for it. Mentally, they're not prepared. They're not prepared for the hardship that's coming. They're talking about, you know, brownouts, roving brownouts, no electricity, lowering our expectation as far as food, can't eat meat, can't do this. You know, they're talking about restricting travel, that no longer can I just say, hey, hon, you want to jump in the car tonight? We can drive up Knoxville and go see a movie, you know, 60, 70 miles away. That's taken away. And the majority of America don't see this coming. And yet it's coming at us like a freight train. And so, you know, not only that, but then we were talking also before the program, that, you know, I guess we have just greenlighted Ukraine to make strikes inside of Russia. And, I see this on the news, and I don't see any outcry over it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is like, let's push the button ourselves for Russia. We are giving Vladimir Putin nowhere to go,
Let me read a sit rep on that. So Stoltenberg, who's in charge of NATO currently, speaking to a Norwegian media outlet, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that he was worried Ukraine will turn into a full-fledged war that spreads into a major war between NATO and Russia. He stressed that NATO was working to avoid a widening conflict. Yeah, right. Meanwhile, during a recent speech, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Russia is thinking about a first strike policy to preempt an attack by a foreign country. Putin pointed out that the United States has the same policy. Now, I watched Putin talk about this recently. And he said, if there's ever one missile shot towards us, all of our missiles will fall on that country. And then the reporter said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, all of our missiles will fall on that country. And then he just smirked. And that's the self-assured of mutually assured destruction. Putin's not playing around anymore.
No, and I don't believe the reports coming out of the United States or Western media that are saying that Putin's on the run, is this a coup ready to happen? I don't believe any of that. I mean, I think that he is playing this out according to his, you know, playbook. I think he's probably had setbacks, like every war does have setbacks. But all I can do is look at Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, all these wars that we got into, and we tucked tail and ran and left, you know, behind.
Well, the difference is because we worried about hearts and minds and not winning a war. And I know that sounds bad, but
you know, it's even worse than that. We worry about woke. I mean, that's hearts and minds on steroids.
We went in there and built KFCs and McDonald's for these people. You know, we came in there and said, you need our taste, our flavor of freedom, and we're going to put it on you no matter what you like it or not. And also, we were obviously false flagged into these wars. People can say what they want. I call Iraq a good training operation. That's what it really was. It was a good training operation for us to be able to test out tactics, materials, to be able to test out the latest hardware, the latest weaponry. That's really what it was.
And Doug, we can't, the spiritual part of it is we wanted to go in there. We knew the ancient Nephilim were there, and we wanted to go harvest DNA. We wanted to go look around and see what we could find to create our super soldier projects. But you remember, I mean, Steve Quayle, some of the giants that came out of there. And, you know, we wanted that. It's just like, you know, I just wonder, you know, with any of these emergent diseases, you know, the USG's in there when they found that now they have that zombie virus that just came out of Siberia. You've read that was 40,000 years old or something. That's what they're saying. And, you know, I would bet we've had an insertion team into Siberia to extract some of that virus somehow. So we have it. And that's the other point is that you know, if you believe in biblical history, what came out of that Mesopotamia area is unbelievable. As far as, you know, the interaction between fallen angels and humans. And they wanted that technology. And so, you know, without any restriction, they just went in there, and it was an incalculable loss to archaeology, because once Iraq fell, I mean, just billions and billions of dollars worth of artifacts just went missing. And that includes the DNA type artifacts also that we could harvest DNA. So, I mean, there was a purpose behind it. But, you know, when we got tired of playing in it, we left. We got tired of playing Iraq. We left. We got tired of playing in, Afghanistan. We left. And when we left, you know, the people suffered. Taliban took back over, and, you know, we left all those weapons behind, which, you know, Victor Boot and probably be selling those weapons soon. I don't know if you could just segue here just for a second, Doug. I don't know if you heard his interview. You know, I heard it. He was lamenting. And I mean, he was lying on some things, but, you know, he wasn't lying on the fact that, you know, making fun of us as far as, you know, teaching our children they can be, well, I think he used the phrase 82 genders, might be 72, 82 genders. And, you know, how woke is killing us. It's destroying our civilization. And when you can get young people hooked on drugs, they care about nothing else. You know, they care about defending their country. They don't care about raising families or having children. you know, maintaining a financial, being a financially profitable person. They just become a dependent on the system and think nothing about getting more drugs.
Well, what's the operational need for having him released? Because the Brittany Griner, whatever it is, I don't think it's a female, but what was the significance of that? Because this guy had incurred about $60 million worth of contracts from the federal government for flying material, weapons, people back and forth in and out of Iraq all the way up until 2005. And then, you know, he's arrested because what, he's selling weapons. That's what the man does. And we knew it and we were contracting him for it. So why is he out now? What do you think he'll be doing?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, what, remember the story of the rabbit and the scorpion, or the turtle and the scorpion, whatever it is, you know, the scorpion wanted to get across the pond. And I guess the rabbit could swim across the pond. And the scorpion says, I promise you, I won't sting you. I promise you, I won't sting you. And so the rabbit finally acquiesces and say, OK, get on my back and I'll paddle you across the pond. Well, after you cross, the scorpion stings him. And he said, why did you do that? Don't you know we're going to both die? He goes, I'm a scorpion. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, what I do, this man has made his life rubbing shoulders with evil, evil people that merchandise in death. I mean, he probably, you know, knows every warlord and despot on a first name basis. Just like the movie Lord of War, with Nicolas Cage. He probably does. He knows everybody on a first name basis that deals with death. And so he has sold weapons around the world. And, you know, there's huge caches of weapons right now just to be had and sold. The weapons we left in Afghanistan, God knows how many weapons have been put in Ukraine that there's no inventory of. They've just gone dark.
Oh, all the heat-seeking missiles.
Yeah, and that all that.
The tank buster missiles.
Sold all over the world. Mm-hmm. That money goes back and is filtered into Democratic pockets and Democratic causes and woke businesses and so forth. And, you know, this world is just arming itself Armageddon. And that's what I think eventually what happens. I'm sure that the Russians will use them. I'm sure we will contact him and try to use them. It was probably part of the deal is that he would do stuff for us. And so we'll never know. Nobody's going to ever come out and say that's what's going on. But, you know, all I can go back to is the history of World War II when big oil, big money financed the Nazis and the Western powers. I mean, they funded them. And so they were playing both sides because both sides needed arms, both sides needed financing. And, you know, they just funded that war and that cost 50, 60 million people. They didn't care. They made a lot of money. And that's what I see going on with that right now. They don't care about the lives it'll cost, even though releasing him, if he does what I suspect he's going to do, is going to cost American young men their lives. Because the weapons that he sells to some other side, you know, it's going to get either American civilians through terrorist attacks killed or direct action elements like military. They'll get them killed. That's how wicked this world is. And Doug, that's why the older I've gotten, I'm only 3 years away from 70 now. I look at it and I realize, you know, this is not my kingdom. This is a burning house. You know, I'm going to do whatever I can do to make this peaceful and the people around me as peaceful as I can. I want to promote peace and love among people, truth. But at the end of the day, I seek a kingdom whose builder and maker is God. And I think that's come through years of wisdom because this is a burning house. We have these weapons are on a hair's trigger in places, including nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons on a hair's trigger. And they've proliferated around the world. And all these leaders think, well, you know, we're just going to make a lot of money on it and they'll never get used, but they eventually will be used. And it's going to be a dreadful day for humanity. And that goes back to the whole thing of preparation, you know, making sure that you have the capability to protect your family in the worst. And when those Trojan horses, you know, when all those enemy elements, whatever they are, they might be biological element, they might be, you know, actually a subversive agent that comes out of a horse to take down our infrastructure, substations, water, whatever, that you have the ability to transcend that to some degree, that you don't get put back in the dark ages where you're then not beholden to some thug who come and say, I will protect you. It's like the mafia. You know, if you live in a certain spot and the mafia comes by your business and says you need to buy protection insurance from us, if you decline, then, you know, they break into your business and burn it down, break glass, whatever they need to do. And that's exactly what the communist thug does. They do the same thing. And I think that's what America's facing. And I don't think the majority of Americans see it. You know, the people in Troy, the people in Babylon went to bed that night thinking, I'll wake up in the morning, go to work, you know, be with my kids, you know, whatever. And lo and behold, that next morning when they woke up, history, the history of the world had turned on a dime. And everything they knew had completely changed. And that's what we see going on right now at warp speed in America. Everything we see is being changed.
Well, let me talk about the critical infrastructure strikes that are happening on Ukraine. Ukraine is a pivotal point for Americans to pay attention to. Russia's continuing the strikes on Ukrainian power grid. Russia's continuing to hit the infrastructure in Odessa and Kherson over the past 96 hours. The objective of the strikes is to deny Ukraine sufficient electrical power to survive the coming winter months. I want everyone to listen when I say that. They're striking sufficient electrical power supplies so that Ukrainians cannot survive the coming winter months.
Well, that's what Winston Churchill did.
Yep.
You know, they didn't bomb. They Winston Churchill got to the point they were terror bombing. They weren't bombing a military. They were bombing housing, mm-hmm. burning people out, burning crops. That's what they did. Dresden is a perfect example of that. They just burnt alive 100,000 civilians. And so they started terror bombing. This is how what's being done to us right now. And I would suggest that we're being terror bombed in many, many ways right now. Our schools are being terror bombed through the absolute insanity that our children are being taught. The news media is terror bombing Americans every single day with this absolute communist dogma they put out. Our religious institutions are terror bombing us by giving us doctrines of demons that are just leading us straight to hell. And I could go on and on and on with that. But that's what you're describing. And it's coming to a head, coming to a conclusion. And just as Babylon or any other city that fell over in a night, Babylon fell in one night. Remember Daniel, they were all having that party and the king brought up the elements of the house of God and started drinking wine out of them and making mockery of them. And then a hand came and wrote, meaning, meaning, tekel, upharsin, your kingdom is weighed and found and you know, in the balances and found lacking. And it ended that night. And I think that's how the United States is going to go down that one night. You're going to wake up the next morning, music playing, banks closed, and you're going to be told there's been a coup where the United States Constitution has been overthrown. That's what I foresee happening.
It's not a far shot. And listen to what's happening with Ukrainian leaders and how they're having to deal with this. And let's see if the American leadership would do the same. Local Ukrainian leaders are already calling for preparations for mass evacuations. Russia, in the initial stages of using winter as a weapon, which they are experts at, it will be difficult for Ukraine to continue resistance during the extremely cold winter period without power and without heat. Barring a political settlement that halts Russian attacks on power and infrastructure, expect to see large evacuations of civilians from Ukrainian major population centers. So, right off the bat.
Where do those civilians go? Who feeds them? You know, who takes care of them? Where do they get their water from? Because it's freezing.
Are they walking? Are they driving? Who's bringing them the fuel?
Yeah, the logistics of it's a nightmare.
Yep.
And
how many women are going to be in labor? How many rapes are going to happen? How many assaults are going to happen? How many robberies? How many murders? How many kidnappings? How many homes are going to be burglarized? This is what will happen during a mass evacuation, because it is what happens during a mass evacuation.
And there'll be millions of them going, my text isn't working. Is yours working? I don't have any bars on my cell phone. That's the other element of the critical infrastructure. I think you're going to see under attack more and more. And those two things, the electric grid and the telecommunications part of our infrastructure, I think are the two really Achilles tendons of the whole thing. Because if you take down electricity and communication, trucks, trains, jets don't fly. Ambulances don't drive. And, you know, again, we see how vulnerable these big power transformers are. To just somebody with a whim to shoot one. You see these big cell phone towers, you just wonder, you know, they might be one element higher as far as vulnerability, but not that much higher. And, you know, taking those things down would not be that difficult to do. And you just have a blackout. And when you take one of those down, especially if it's one that police, fire, and ambulance work on, the police, fire, and ambulance can't talk to one another. We gave our sheriff's department a bunch of ham radios. Just to say, if there was ever a critical infrastructure where, you know, your radio didn't work, you could talk to each other for a certain amount. You could talk to each other. that's how important I think it is to be able to do that, because I just see that happening. And Doug, I would look at historically that how God judges, God brings judgment on a nation and say, this is how he does it. I mean, Deuteronomy 28 says how he will do it. One of the things is your borders are just flooded with people that hate you that come in and rape your women and children and, you know, steal everything they can steal and, you know, do that. Now, we're told today that we have to allow that.
And they enslave your people.
Yeah, they enslave you. And they take your women off as concubines.
If people don't think that can happen now, then you haven't been watching China lately.
Well, you haven't been watching the border as far as sex trafficking.
Hey, let me add another variable into this equation. What is currently being discussed now in parts of Ukraine is there's a lady from Norway, apparently, who is very renowned for, I guess, organ harvesting on the black market. So now she is attached to the Mozart PMC, which is led by a former Marine Corps colonel. And what's being reported by the Ukrainian military is that the sick, dying, and dead Ukrainian soldiers, and I can only guess the civilian population as well, when they come across them, they're not rendering aid. They're taking their organs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there, you know, China does it. There's big money in organs. I mean, kidney, liver, whatever. we don't like to think the world works this way, but this is precisely how it works. You know, in our Christian society that we've had for so long, which we effectively have lost, you know, we didn't think along those lines because the Christian ethos of do unto others you would have them do unto you and love your neighbor and all those things that Jesus taught us to do towards our fellow man and woman. You know, we did. Overall, we loved our neighbor. We, you know, pulled together. But today, you know, it's, you know, every man, every woman for themselves.
Well, here, and, look, this is the article. That's real. All right, so I'm going to read this for all those who are listening. LPR colonel claims that notorious Dutch illegal organ harvester arrived in Ukraine's Bakhmut region, which is fierce fighting going on in this area right now. A police colonel from the Lugansk People's Republic claimed that an illegal organ harvester from the Netherlands has arrived in their area. This was reported by Vitaly Kizlyov, a colonel within their police department, and said that the black transplantologist, I don't know what that means, but the black transplantologist will proceed to remove organs from killed or mortally wounded Ukrainian servicemen. Bakhmut is the location of a large-scale battles right now, so it is obviously the perfect environment for such illegal activities to be carried out and claimed by this colonel. Literally 3 weeks ago, the notorious Elizabeth Debru, that's this lady's name, arrived in the Bakhmut area. She arrived with representatives of the so-called Mozart PNC, which is primarily Americans. He says, I will now list their names. These are John Wesley, Andrew Milborn, and Henry Rosefield. These are supposedly members of the Mozart PMC. Mozart PMC is the military group is unofficially believed to have been set up as the Ukrainian version of the Wagner PNC, which is ran by the Russians. Hence the use of another famous composer's name in the title. The Andrew Milborn that Kislev mentioned is said to be the founder of this organization. Now, you may not, a lot of us, I don't know how you prep for that, to be honest with you. I mean, war is hell, right? There's no other explanation for it. War is hell. But here's what I see happening. Very soon, within the near future, give it 3 to 4 months, you are going to have cries of this type of targeting, human organ harvesting. You are going to have the cries of all different types of humanitarian relief and war crimes. The Ukrainian people are going to say we're no longer fighting against Russia because there's not enough of them left to fight. And we are going to be forced to put boots on the ground probably by summer. That's the way I'm viewing this. If everything goes bad.
And internal attacks from different countries, maybe NATO countries, direct attacks on Russia itself, which it seems like it is happening. And you know, that's just insanity on steroids, because at that point, then we absolutely do have, World War III and, you know, nuclear weapons and submarine launched ballistic missiles and all these other things happening. And, you know, it staggers me when I think my fellow American citizens can't see this. They call me an alarmist, or we talked about it one time, fear porn, whatever, you know, and yet it's just what has been historical. That we can document it historically, this has happened. We can document it biblically, this has happened. And people ignore. And when you ignore, you are, you know, pay the consequences of it. And that's America right now, I think, is getting ready to have a huge pay the consequences of what we've done and not done. You know, we think we've been able to tolerate this evil that we've allowed in our country, that is raping our children, destroying our education, destroying our churches, destroying our dollar. You know, I think I showed them last time that we did this. I had a gold certificate and a silver certificate, and actually said, you know, this is redeemable in gold or silver at any Federal Reserve Bank, but no more. It's not redeemable in anything except another debt note. And now they're actually talking about taking it to the last stage of enslavement, the Trojan horse of digital currency. And then you lose all ability to have any privacy whatsoever. This is how far down the road we are. And so when we talk about preparing for this, what it's doing is it's taking you and removing you to orders of degrees away from the panic zone. There are going to be people that immediately, you see them after the hurricane, I don't have any food. I don't have this. I don't have that. No clean water, you know. And because they didn't prepare or something, they're immediately in a panic mode because their necessities, they don't have anything. And whether the government does anything or not, that puts them totally dependent on what the government does. But even at government's best, it's going to be, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 days before that happens. It took a week for, you know, to get power restored in Moore County, North Carolina. And I'm sure there was people in Moore County, North Carolina that had solar that didn't hardly even notice a blip on the screen. You know, yeah. They prepared. But it didn't matter.
This morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, talk about preparedness. We get the message alert from NOAA, and guess what I used immediately to listen to NOAA for the next like 4 or 5 hours, right? Yeah, go ahead and pull it out.
This guy right here?
Yeah, for the next four or five hours, I'm listening to my radio, and there were multiple tornadoes on the ground within Parker County, Texas, and then Wise County, Texas, and that's Wise County, Parker County, then you have Fort Worth, and then Dallas. And so tornadoes everywhere, like literally dancing around the county. One minute you'd hear the sirens going off in town, and we're so far out you can barely hear it, but my wife was able to hear it, and I'm a little bit bad of hearing. But she could hear it, and I was like, oh man, if the sirens are going off, that's not good. Something's on the ground. And then immediately we hear the sirens, NOAA's going off, multiple tornadoes on the ground. Mm-hmm. And so I'm calling some neighbors, calling some old coworkers, check on everybody, seeing if everybody's all right. And, you know, they just danced around and didn't really hurt too much. I think they destroyed a Sam's Club. Hopefully no one got seriously hurt or injured or lost their life. I don't know yet because this only happened several hours ago. But, you know, just like that, woke up at 6 a.m, shot out of bed, and we're in a more than severe, it's like a very rare tornadic event. And I'm like, man, I don't have a tornado shelter. Do I really need to buy a tornado shelter? You know, I mean, for something that only happens like maybe every 10 years or whatever. So you don't think about your preparations until your life is on the line. All right. It's an old joke in the government. Nobody really cares to prepare until someone dies. And, you know, this morning I'm sitting there thinking, you know, okay, where's the safest spot in my house? You know, gathering up my, gathered my wallet, social security cards, you know, made the kids eat immediately just in case it's a long day. We already had water staged, you know, just thinking immediately what's going to happen. You know what I started thinking? I have propane gas filled stove. Man, that'd be a bad day if that line got separated. You know, do I turn the power off to my house immediately when I start to hear the freight train coming my way? You know, things that you start thinking about, like, I just don't want my house to explode while I'm also covered underneath a pile of rubble. You know, and I don't want my brand new Ford Excursion from year 2000 to be ruined either, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, you start thinking about these things and you go, I need to rethink how I'm prepping. You know, I mean, you should always be reevaluating what you're doing, and nothing stresses you better than a real life situation. What do you think, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. That's why, you know, experts, including myself, I'm just saying, if you really want to see, just go Friday morning, flip the power breaker, 200 amp, 300 amp power breaker in your home, and then turn it back on Monday morning. See what it's like. Mm-hmm. No power for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. See what it's like. Go 3 days without power. And it's going to give you a whole nother appreciation for what we have. And that's why anything, you have, I'm going to mention it right now. You have no power, no lights. Just think of that, a community, no lights, and you're going to have a bad element come out. Again, that's why I recommend this so much. This is an ultra great night vision. In fact, I do want to mention, we got a really good deal on buying some very, very high end units. What they units, they call it figure of merit, FOM, FOM. You ever heard that name being applied to night vision? That means the quality of the tube, generally the quality of the tube that goes inside. Mil-spec, mil grade is 1800 FOM. We just got some 2600 plus FOMs. And we put those on a really good sale right now. Anybody can go to our website and type in 2600 FOM and it'll come up. But, you know, you have power goes off, and you people in Moore County, North Carolina, there were people down there that had night vision. I know from some of our mutual friends, they had night vision, and they said that the peace of mind that gave them, that they could at night see what was going on when there were no lights on. I mean, none. And they could go out and, you know, do a recon of their neighborhood to make sure, you know, everything was peaceful and quiet. Just having this piece of equipment here is just a catastrophic importance. But again, you have to prepare ahead of time. You prepare food, water, medical supplies, whatever it is. You know, there's a whole litany of list of what you do. Communication equipment, you know, ham radio. You know, I don't even sell these, but I'm going to show it. You know, I built this. You can see this right here. Let me show it. Hold on a little longer. I made this unit myself. I've made it so it can plug into a battery pack, a USB like this, and it can run months. Now, what does this thing do? Well, it has a little circuit board inside. It's called Mesh-tastic, like fantastic, but with M-E-S-H, mesh, just a little circuit board like that. And this is a private text network so that if I have somebody living with about 3 to 5 miles of me, we can both log into this. It's highly encrypted. You can get these things on Amazon. Not built like that. I built that. And so my neighbors went 2 or 3 miles from me, 5 miles. We can text each other back and forth. It doesn't matter if the cell phone service goes down. It doesn't matter if the satellite service goes down. It doesn't matter. I can text my neighbors. And this thing cost fully, if I were to make some, maybe $250. with the, all the stuff I provide. And don't ask me to make them. I mean, I don't have the time right now, but I can tell people how to make them. But you can look it up online also on YouTube, Meshtastic. And it's a quite neat thing. It doesn't matter. So if your cell phone goes down, as long as your cell phone's operational, you have to have an operational cell phone. It can't be a dead cell phone, but it doesn't have to have the actual cell phone service. And if you download the Meshtastic software on this, and other people do, we can sync our phones to that unit, and I can text my neighbor up the street. She can text me, hey, I need help up here. I need help down here. This is what's going on. Situation reports, sit reps, you know, intel reports. I could text out to anybody that's on that network. That is an uninterruptible network, 915, 940 megahertz, encrypted 256 encryption. So you're dealing with something that's very, very sophisticated and not very expensive. But if you can't wait till after the fact, you know, that you have a catastrophe to set up a network like that, you have to do it now. Same thing with food. You know, we do the peak refuel, we do new mana, and I can promise you, we saw this at the beginning of COVID, that the supplies in this nation were wiped out. People had to wait 6 months. It was just wiped out. You let a nuclear bomb go off, and, you know, I would say that wipeout is going to be the wipeout of all wipeouts.
Well, hey, let's talk about a nuclear bomb real quick. I want you to give me your personal experience, your personal opinion. Professional, Bob, your professional opinion. Why would the Biden administration not want a Chinese military base in Equatorial Guyana, which is on the western coast of Africa?
Well, I'd have to look at the hemispherics of it, but, you know, ballistic missile launches and the Chinese, just let's just backdrop this a little bit. The Chinese have historically not left for their borders. That was the whole Great Wall of China, to keep people out, not for them to go.
And now they want a seaport in Western Africa.
They want it in South America and all over the world. They're getting these seaports. I mean, it doesn't take rocket scientists.
Well, if we're here and Africa's here, I mean, that's just a.
The hemispherics, how the ballistic trajectory works.
It's not far.
It's not. And yet all this stuff happens. And because Americans are so drowning in entertainment, we no longer reason. I mean, you know, it's appalling, America's lack of understanding of our culture, the historic documents of our culture, Greek literature, Greek thought, Christian thought that has built Western Empire for what it is. It's all based on thought that is thousands of years old, and we have totally abandoned it because we want to watch some idiot, you know, do something on TV or whatever. You know, Kardashians, look at that. Whoa, she had implants. But I mean, you know, it's a totally nonsensical society.
Well, then people get disrupted by Kanye West and his antics.
Yeah, I mean,
people get disrupted by the politics, and they forget and they lose sight that there are threat actors around the world that seek to overtop America as the number one financial currency of the world, which means everything to American stability. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, I mean, again, since it's not gold-backed, you can't redeem it for anything but what is immediately on the shelf. You know, I've got a $50 bill here. I can take this down and maybe put 3 or 4 gallons of gas in my truck. Now, a little more than that, but this is not redeemable in anything. It doesn't say redeemable in gold or anything. It's only redeemable in what is immediately right now available.
So the BRICS nations apparently are starting to buy up every bit of gold that's out there, to include Russia. Russia is probably one of the biggest purchasers of gold, and from some of the metals markets that I'm following, scuttlebutt is that gold is going to shoot up.
It has been.
Yeah,
I was looking just today, and
it's gained, you know, $28 today.
Yeah, $28. Yeah. Gold silver's right now, 41.
Yeah, gold 41 right cents. Now is at 18.10.
18, but if you go to buy it right now, you go to Amex, American Precious Metals Exchange,
close
and
want to
buy a Gold Eagle, it's 20, $2,050. If yeah. you're buying a bag of junk silver right now, junk silver defined as $1,000 in face value, 64 and before quarters, dimes, or so half dollars. You know, so if I want to buy $1,000 in 1964 dimes, which are 90% silver, I'm going to pay about $22,000 for it. It shows you that if you have your money in tangible assets versus, you know, paper money, which is really not a valuable, not a good thing to keep your money in, you're going to do much better off. That's why I say this, you know, 1 second after that book William Fortune wrote, 1 second after, you're going to wish you had one of these. Promise you. Absolutely promise you. There's not a person listening, watching this, that's going to think, you will absolutely crave to have one of these, because you're going to realize that I can't see at night. And there are other people out there that are going to be doing things that I can't see them. And this is why I address it. It's expensive. Yes, it's expensive. But it's a lifesaver. The same thing with this. Now, I don't sell this, but I mean, my ability, if the cell phone goes down because somebody's taken a cell phone tower in my area down, you know, I can still communicate with my people I want to communicate with this thing. And like I said, you can go buy the Meshtastic circuit board on Amazon for $60, and then the Pelican case, you know, $10-$15, the extra antenna, the wires, all that I got with it, you know. You could put it together for a fairly reasonable price, and that way it gives you 100% certainty that you're going to be able to, as high a certainty as you can get, that you're going to be able to communicate with those people in your neighborhood that are absolutely critical to your mutual survival. Doesn't matter if I can't call them. I can't use my sat phone, but I can definitely reach them on that.
Well, communication, as you said before, communication is king. You know, absolutely. That's your intel. That's your response time. That's your medical
power and communication.
Services.
Yeah. Yeah. The power and communication are the linchpins, which all other elements of infrastructure come tumbling down when those go down. No power. I mean, you can't pump gasoline. You can't pump diesel fuel out of the ground. You can't pump water up into the tower so that you get pressure on it. And that water goes away. I mean, and then communication, everything that today is driven by communication, either audible, which we understand, which we're doing right now, you know, the definition of words, or zeros and ones, communication that way, where, you know, one computer is telling another computer what to do. Once that goes down, then modern civilization goes away real quick.
Yeah.
And I can promise you, that's what the enemies of the United States are doing. That's why I think Warren County and all these other ones are probably leftist organizations. That they're doing is probing our infrastructure to know how to take it down, and they know the valuable places to take it down. Just think, military bases. They don't have power plants on military bases. Those military bases get power elsewhere. Now, they do have generators, but, you know, that only lasts so long.
Generators are finite.
Yeah, power goes down. Military bases stop working. Yeah, you don't. There's not a key switch in an F-35. You have to have a starter for that engine. And you know, so you need power. You need generators to start all that stuff. You know, and that's what we're seeing today. And that's why I just tell Americans today is I feel like, you know, don't want to be like Jeremiah, but I feel like Jeremiah at times. Get ready. You know, and somebody says, well, I can't afford, you know, Mountain House or New Manor Peak refuel, but you can go down to Walmart and buy an extra can of tuna fish or buy a bag of beans, buy a bag of rice, you know, and then put those in buckets, you know, to keep the weevils and things out, oxygen absorbers in there to keep, you know, the bugs down, rats away. You don't want to store just bags of food because definitely rats and mice will find it and, you know, mold. We'll get to it, but anyhow, yeah. So everybody can do something to one degree or another. And this is the thing I tell people, if they want to call me, you know, Doug, I'll give them some instructions how to put this together. I mean, to me, this is a neat thing. I mean, and I'm a comms guy. This is neat. You know, and, you know, if you, like I said, if I just take this thing right here, this little waterproof thing. And if you notice when I plug it in, you'll notice a little light lights up in there. I don't know if you can see that little screen lighting up, but it'll light up, and I can then sync my cell phone to it. And Bingo. Anybody else who are my friends can log onto that, and then we can calm one another. So I think, Doug, we make a presentable case each time. It's not fear porn. It's reality. You know, if you read the Bible, all the prophets would be considered by these people today as fear porn prophets. You know, Isaiah was, Jeremiah was, they were all prophesying destruction because of man's sin and rebellion towards God and his law. And yet the smart, the wise, prepared for it. And Jesus said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, get out of there. You know, Noah prepared. Joseph prepared for the coming thing. And that's what I just tell people today, no matter where you do it, if you want to see your family in a much better position once this collapse, which we see accelerating, happens in its totality, you better be ready for it. Spiritually, you know, having my heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ, I better have relationally, you know, good people around me, strong men and women of character, and then physically having, you know, the ability to defend myself, the ability to provide for myself. Those are the things that you better have ready, because I think we're heading at this warp speed right now. And I will say this: Congress has the ability to investigate. That's all. They don't have the ability to arrest anybody. Nobody's going to get arrested. They're going to do a good dog and pony show and expose it all. But nobody's going to get arrested. Do you think you Justice Department's going to arrest any of the people that they watch do what they did? No. Nobody's going to arrested. Nothing's going to change, you know, and it's just going to be a dog and pony show for people to get aggravated that they see these people that are guilty as hell itself and that nothing happens to them. I mean, yeah, the frustration. Look at all the criminal behavior that Twitter's being exposed. Federal criminal treason behavior
from the federal government.
And yes, Joe Biden asking people, drop my son's story for me. We've got an election coming up, you know, going to the, you know, if you don't go into Saudi Arabia, this is what they accuse Donald Trump of, coercing foreign leaders. If you don't lower the price of oil, I'm not going to do this for you. I mean, that's exactly what they accused Donald Trump of doing. And they have Joe Biden on tape doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, as a follower of Jesus Christ, I just look at it. I think as a fairly good student of the Bible, I look at it and say, our days are numbered and this nation is going to go into, captivity, loss of freedom, internal violence, civil war. And I'll just bring that up. You know, we have fomented civil wars around the world because it's good for the arms manufacturers. Just think of how good it will be for the arms manufacturers when the civil war in the United States breaks out. I mean, it's an untapped market.
We got plenty of oil for people to come and get, but Bob, we got 1 minute left. Can you let people know how to reach you if they need to get in?
Well, again, we've got this marked down. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars financing available, about $150 a month. They can call me at 800-627-3809, 800-627-3809, or readymaderesources.com, readymaderesources.com. Give me a call, and I can discuss your personal prep needs, however you'd like to do it. So, Doug, I just pray for people here. I pray that God would give them ears to hear what the Spirit is telling to their families to do to prepare.
Well, Bob, thanks for coming on. If we have any more situational and intel updates to be broadcasted, we'll let you know. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. Stay frosty. The enemy's out there. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.